Climate change, mounting consumer and government debt, and the coming scarcity of cheap fossil fuels. These will all combine to force an end to surging economic growth, warned Santa Rosa analyst and author Richard Heinberg in his new book, The End of Growth. But life, including business and trade, will surely continue. The challenge is to redefine our goals.
We have to start aiming for something other than GDP growth, which is improvements in quality of life. I've just come from the United Nations, where there was a conference put on by the nation of Bhutan, which has been experimenting with gross national happiness for the last 40 years. And they've developed a really sophisticated set of metrics, and they're trying to introduce that now to other nations around the world.
The key to that approach, Heinberg reports, is emphasizing quality of life and moving away from consumption.
They're looking, first of all, at psychological measures of self-reported happiness and contentment and well-being, but also at levels of employment and whether the work that people are doing is satisfying work. And the quality of the community. How many people do you know in your community? How often do you interact with them? And then looking at the quality of the environment, things like biodiversity. If biodiversity is collapsing in an ecosystem, that's a pretty good sign that there's something dramatically wrong. And of course, globally, we're seeing plummeting levels of biodiversity, and that's a pretty clear sign.
All this points to a new paradigm of sustainability, but of a sort rarely seen in human history.
Sustainability is a hard word because it doesn't just mean doing things in a somewhat more eco-groovy way than we have. Sustainability means a society that can maintain itself over a very long period of time, hundreds and thousands of years.
Heinberg says there are some basic rules that can help shape and define such a society.
First of all, nothing grows forever, so a sustainable society is not one that aims for constant growth. Another rule is you can't harvest resources at rates higher than their rate of natural replenishment. And for non-renewable resources, well, you just can't continually increase your rate of extracting them. We've been doing exactly those things, and that makes our society profoundly unsustainable. So we have to get our relationship with both renewable and non-renewable resources back into some realistic bounds.
Happily, there is a model for this approach already in place in Bhutan.
Even though their GDP level is very low, the people of Bhutan are among the happiest in the world. So it certainly can be done. Here in this country and in China, the statistics are pretty clear. We've increased our GDP dramatically over the past few decades, but we're no happier as a result. So it brings up the question, what's this all for anyway? If we're not actually making ourselves happier and more satisfied, then why bother with all this consumption?
Moving toward that goal will require something else that has been in short supply in the West in recent years. Clear-eyed, honest leadership.
We're being told by our leaders that we're getting back to normal. And by normal, they mean the 1960s on steroids. It's not going to happen. We need leaders who will tell us the truth. Lacking that, we have to do the best we can on our own and on a grassroots basis, transform our communities to the post-growth era.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.